Welcome to Artists Mean Business. This is episode 16, and today I'm here with Maddie from Maddie Made. Hi, Maddie. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
So today we're going to just talk about your process and becoming an artist and really what it took to get started. So I guess to start out, why don't you introduce yourself and just share with listeners what you do and who you are.
All right. My name is Maddie, and just this year I became pretty serious about my Maddie Made company. I make onesies. I embellish onesies with eco felt. So I make designs and put them on the front. And then I also enjoy working with clay, mostly Sculpey clay, but I've been taking pottery classes as well. And then kind of repurposing t-shirts into jewelry, and I want to start doing bags as well, but I haven't done that yet. And a little bit about myself would be that I live in Chicago, and I really enjoy making things, which is kind of where Maddie Made stemmed from. I have always enjoyed creating unique custom gifts for my family and my friends around holidays and birthdays, and I think that is where I gained my confidence as an artist over the years.
Great. Well, you know, thinking about the process of becoming an artist, you know, this elusive term, was there a time when you were making art that you suddenly realized, this is what I'm going to do? I'm not going to search for some job on the job market, but I am an artist.
Mm-hmm. I think that has all kind of happened this year. About 4 years ago, I started making really intricate gifts for my family, and it became more elaborate as years went on. And this year, or maybe earlier last year, I started with the onesies, and it was just simple white onesies with words on them that I was making for friends that were having babies. And then my sister started buying them from me because she was like, these are really good, Maddie, like people will buy these. And so I was like, okay. And then I realized they look better when you dye them, so I started trying to dye the fabric, and I learned about eco felt, and I started going to craft fairs and learning more about the craft fair world. So that was kind of where I became more confident in this direction. And now it's really exciting because strangers are buying my stuff online and at these craft fairs. And recently I shipped something to Texas and something to Seattle, and I was like, I don't know who these people are, and that's totally cool. So it's pretty exciting.
That's so great. And you have a Facebook page for them to...
Yes, I have Maddie Made on Facebook, and then maddiemade.com links to my Etsy account.
Great, so that the strangers who are listening to the podcast can find you and become your friend too.
Yes, I love followers.
And you know, one of the things that I often talk to people about is when you developed your skills, you know, early on or in school, you know, were there things that you consider skills or tools in your toolbox that enabled you to be successful now? You know, everybody has this one kind of technical skill. Yes, I can sew, but are there other elements of your practice that you feel have been able to give you the success you're having currently?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty good at visualizing, and so I have a concept and I can bring it to an end result. In college, I took one art class, and that was one of the projects in there. We had to make an installation piece using styrofoam, and then so we would make the model in styrofoam and then make it in wood, and I wanted to create a wooden head that was hollow on the inside, and then it had a to-do list coming out because I was just like a stressed college student. And my teacher was like, that's not possible, that's gonna be really difficult, like the physics of it are just kind of complicated. And I was like, no, I can do it, and I'm gonna do it. And I did it, and it was awesome. And I made plaster hands that held the head up. And my professor was like, wow, like, it happened, and that's great. So I think that was a very empowering moment, even though I didn't take any more art classes after that. Another skill would be I just really enjoy making people happy, and I like creating special things so that they know they're important and they're valued, and even if it's as simple as a onesie or a Christmas ornament, that they... can have something to, like, remember or look back and remind themselves.
It's really personal, I think, the work that you're doing, so it makes it easier to connect as well. And, you know, when I do these podcasts, I think about who's listening, and I think that sort of, I hope that it's younger artists and people coming out of school. And, you know, if you were to say, looking back on the last 5 years or so, you know, if you were to have done anything differently, would there be anything that you would have told your younger self?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I would have definitely studied art earlier and with more, not enthusiasm, but just maybe more confidence. I grew up in a family, in a household where I was always encouraged to do art, but then also told you can't get a job as an artist. So it was like this parallel or like contradicting, like I love doing this, but I can't get a job. So then why should I bother trying? And so it was my last year of college. I was like, you know, biology's cool, but I really like making stuff. And so I started studying film my last year of college. And then I did production design. And it's kind of brought me to where I am now. I also work as a teaching artist. And so, like, to anybody coming out of school with a degree in art or interested in art that they didn't get that degree, I think it's really important to just keep reaching for it and meeting people who do it, because they can give you really good momentum and put you in contact with people who are similar to you and have just as much passion. Because I'm becoming aware of how possible it is to become successful professionally as an artist, and I just think that there is a humongous array of possibilities in the world as an artist.
When you started your business, did you find, you know, the rug was tripping you up from underneath? Because I know a lot of my friends who want to start a business, whether it's an arts-based business or any other industry, they find that there are problems. And, you know, whether it's finding a business license, insurance, or all these other details, what do you think was the most difficult barrier to overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Well, one difficult that I face right now is I'm the only person making all of my items, so it's being able to have enough time to do everything in a day. I just had my first craft fair experience, and it was great. I want to have a lot more items for future fairs, and so I think I need to kind of reevaluate how I'm making everything to be more efficient. I think the logistics of having a business can be kind of overwhelming. But it was also really exciting when I got my business number, and I was like, OMG, I'm legit. Like, uh-huh. It's pretty cool. So I think that there are also a lot of resources and people who can help with those details.
Are there resources that you would recommend or people that you've worked with?
Mm-hmm. There's ICNC, which is kind of in the West Loop. It's on Damon. And I had, like, craft fair questions, and they were really supportive and got back to me quickly about answers. So that's mainly who I've gone through.
Awesome. Thank you. And, you know, the last question that I like to ask people is, you know, sort of to talk about on a positive note is, you know, was there any sweet mistake, you know, something that didn't necessarily go quite as planned, but ended up really working out to your benefit?
When I started with my idea of Maddie Mead, I was really into making puppy magnets. So that basically is a magnet made from Sculpey, or there's Sculpey clay around a magnet that can stick onto your fridge. And these are really fun. They're really detailed replications of people's dogs. And I was like, people love their dogs. This will be so successful. But it took maybe 5 hours to make a magnet. And I was like, people are not going to want to pay for 5 hours worth of work for one magnet. And the magnets didn't really even stick on the fridge very well. But I have better magnets now in case people want them. But I think working on that and seeing how long that process was, and that I didn't feel like it had as good of end result as I wanted, or outcome as far as sales, helped me move on. And then when I came to my onesie idea, I think that's more efficient and it's quicker, even though I'd like to make it still quicker. But the onesies, the puppy magnets helped me learn maybe overall what do you need to consider when you're making something that you want to sell.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because I think a lot of artists, and I talk about this in other podcasts, is they don't think of themselves as business owners. And if you were Toyota, or, you know, if you are IKEA, you want to do what you do well, but in the most efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of artists, they want to do what they do, what they enjoy. It's very emotional. But to be a successful business owner, it's also good to have that mindset. And so, you know, I often talk to chefs, too, who are very efficient in the kitchen. And if you have an event that is maybe a time-sensitive event, well, their model is something I think that artists should actually use, too, as a practice, best practices for their own businesses. So, you know, I just want to wrap up and ask, is there any upcoming craft fairs or anything that, you know, listeners should know about regarding Maddie Made?
Currently, I'm in the process of applying to a couple art fairs in December. I have not heard back yet, so I'm not sure where I will be, but I will be posting it on my Maddie Made Facebook account. So you should follow me, and I will keep you posted.
Fantastic. And so people can look for you, Maddie Made, one word.
MattieMade.
Perfect. And then if they want to contact you, your email?
MattieMade@gmail.com.
Perfect. And I'll have all the information, as usual, on the podcast in the description. And thank you so much. And,
yeah.
You know, if anyone has any questions, I would definitely check out the Etsy page.
Thank you.